It's 20 minutes away from 8. Want to find out about another tough business? The music industry. It's not enough to play an instrument well or have a pretty voice. I should know, I have a pretty voice. You'll also be able have to be able to market yourself. You got to find the right agent. And that is what a group of students at Vanier College, not far from here, are learning to do. It's a new program. Jeanette Kelly takes us backstage this morning to the music department at Vanier CJEP. Hi there.
Good morning.
This sounds like an interesting idea.
It is an interesting idea. And you know, the CJEP is, I guess it's a bit south of here with all these churches. Say there's both Saint-Laurent and Vanier CJEP and a couple of churches around there. Both of these CJEPs have good music programs, but Vanier has developed something which is really unique to help students get enough savvy in business sense to go out and work right after their third year of CJEP to work as musicians. I went and talked to Christopher Smith. He's one of the teachers in this professional music profile. 6'5" at least. He's a
graduate.
Have
you got to be tall to make it in this business?
He's a graduate of Vanier himself, and he said he was teaching at a university when Vanier came and said, couldn't you come back and teach us? And he said, well, you know, I'm not sure whether those kids at CJEP are going to be motivated enough, but they are. He says they're hyper-motivated. He, I think, comes with a lot of credibility, too, because he's from a musical family, and he told me his younger sister plays bass for Prince, so I think he's got
the chops
come in and teach them. So I talked to Christopher Smith and some of the students in the third year jazz class about what they're doing and why they're in this program.
We're in the recording studio of Vanier College Music Department. We have 6 students here from the third year professional music program. We have 2 programs here, a 2-year program destined for pre-university and a 3-year program after which you're supposedly able to go out and gig. And we have, they're all here and set up in the room with amplifiers and drums and saxophone, trumpet, and voice, and ready to go. The idea is that they be prepared to take whatever's thrown at them in a professional situation. They get studio techniques, they get composition, they get business of music, they get ear training, they get, I said composition and arranging already, and of course that's in addition to their usual instrument lessons on ensemble rehearsals.
My name is Tiffany Pontes, and I'm a singer here at Vanier in the third year, and right now we're going to be playing Night and Day, a Cole Porter tune. Growing up, it was the typical pop, Michael Jackson, Madonna, that kind of stuff. But now it's kind of opened my eyes more, so I'm more into, I'm really much into jazz, more into soul, R&B, that kind of stuff. The reason I came here was just because I knew that singing and music alone was a passion of mine, and it always will be, so I wanted to pursue that. I have my own band, actually, called The Soul Section, and we're a soul, jazz, R&B group. And so once I finish this program, I just plan to kind of throw myself into that and gig around and try to, get notability, I guess, with that.
Now, Keel?
Keel,
great. Okay, you're the trumpet player.
I started off by going to Beaconsfield High School, and that's where I first learned the trumpet. And, I mean, I'd always been interested in music, and it was really my high school teacher that told me, you know, you can do it, you can play music, you should go into it. And so I came here originally just going to do the 2-year program, except some of my fellow musicians here convinced me otherwise that I should do the 3-year. And, just because they wanted a trumpet player, I think, but it really gets you into the music. It gets you into jazz, into blues, into funk. And it's really, it's a very, as you can see, we're a small class, so we're like a family, you know, we're very tight-knit. And it's just, it's a great learning environment to be around.
My name is Jonathan Goldman, and it's what I love to do. Yeah, I wake up every morning, and that's what I want to do.
Really?
And it really brings it out here.
Since when? How old were you when you started waking up in the morning and thinking you wanted to do jazz?
I think about maybe 5 or 6, about then, yeah. I heard a Dave Brubeck album on the record and on the radio, and I just fell in love with it.
Yeah?
Yeah, and I've been listening to that ever since. music is really something about relationships and something you want to foster, and this really provides that.
My name is Karina Mack, and I play the electric bass.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to New York City next year.
New York City?
Yeah, for some brief studies there.
So the fact that you're a woman, does that help or hinder?
I think it helps. I think it helps. I think it's a bonus.
Yeah.
But I don't want to, I don't like this, oh, she's good for a girl. I don't like that kind of idea. I want to be a good bass player, you know, regardless. But I think it helps.
Well, I saw most of them when they came in here, and they were a real mixed bag. They were a combination of the ones who had played a little bit in the garage and kind of knew how to play the instrument a bit, played some rock and roll, maybe, and some who had come through a high school band program, and, well, you know what the level is like in your average high school band program. And they come here, and some of them know about theory, some of them don't, some of them, and it's just mixed. And then we got them all kind of headed in the same direction, and then as soon as everybody's jets were shooting the same way, they all started shooting up together. I've seen most of them since their first year here, and the difference is quite astounding when you think that it only, you know, well, less than 3 years. We're not even finished our third year yet, how good they've gotten. And how much clearer it is in their heads about what they want to do with this. And some of them change their minds, too. But that's part of growing up, and that's what they're doing, too. I think goal number one is, in anything that any teacher does, first of all, to make your students as big a human being as they can possibly be and be something useful and happy and that they can contribute something. And for them to choose music to do that through, that's their choice. And I'm going to help them with it.
Hey, he sounds like the consummate teacher. That is Christopher Smith. First of all, teach them how to be grown-up human beings. Christopher Smith and some of the students of the third-year professional musician profile at Vanier College. Thanks a lot, Jeanette.
You're welcome, Dave.
Jeanette Kelly on 88.5, taking us backstage to Vanier College.